If you use aspartame as an artificial sweetener, then you may want to hear about this. The World Health Organization has just released a much-anticipated report on whether the sweetener causes cancer. The International Agency for Research on Cancer has classified aspartame as possibly carcinogenic to humans, while another body, the Joint Expert Committee on Food Additives, has reaffirmed the acceptable daily intake of 40 milligrams of aspartame per kilogram of body weight per day.
Well, if you're shy away from sugar and rely on artificial sweeteners, or if you consume Diet Coke, low-calorie desserts, condiments, sugar-free chewing gums, ready-to-drink teas, breakfast cereals, and zero-sugar beverages, then this report is for you.
200 times sweeter than sugar, aspartame is used in everything from diet soda to yogurt, even chewable vitamins. The US Food and Drug Administration says the sweetener is one of the most studied food additives and still finds it can be safely used. But aspartame hasn't been without controversy. Today's reports, which suggest the sweetener could be labelled possibly carcinogenic, refer to the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer. And the IARC rates substances potential to cause cancer like this. At the top are things we know to be carcinogenic to humans, things like tobacco, alcohol and sun exposure. Then there are things that are probably carcinogenic. And below that, and this is where sources told Reuters aspartame may be placed, are things that are possibly carcinogenic. Other things in this category include pickled vegetables, carpentry and exposure while working as a dry cleaner. Now, to be classed as possibly carcinogenic, there only needs to be limited evidence of the substance having cancer-causing properties in humans and less than sufficient evidence in animals. So let's look for less than sufficient animal evidence first. In the early 2000s, Italian researchers fed mice high levels of aspartame, and some more than 50 times the recommended human dose. They concluded more of those mice experienced malignant tumours, but the cause of those lesions was questioned. And in 2009, the European Food Safety Authority examined this research and still found there was no indication of any carcinogenic potential from the sweetener. So what about aspartame's impact on humans then? Well, several studies have failed to find a link between artificially sweetened drink consumption and cancer. But last year, a French study, which included more than 100,000 people, looked at sweetener consumption over the entirety of people's diets. And they found those who consumed more than average aspartame were 1.15 times more likely to develop cancer compared to people who didn't consume any. Now, that is a very small finding, but it could be that the group considers studies like this limited evidence. There is, however, another bigger issue here. Let's go back to the rating system. What's important to help us decide whether to smoke, a known carcinogen, or work night shifts, which is probably carcinogenic, isn't just the fact that a hazard exists. It's the level of risk involved that matters, how likely that hazard is to actually happen. And this isn't designed to tell us that at all.
But the United States Food and Drug Administration doesn't hold the same view as the World Health Organization when it comes to aspartame.
Here's Dr. Francesco Branca. He's director of nutrition and food safety at the WHO. He was speaking at a press conference in Geneva.
I think our results do not indicate that occasional consumption should pose a risk to most consumers. The problem is for high consumers.
Now, currently, the allowable daily intake of aspartame set by the agency amounts to something like 12 Diet Cokes a day. Wow. For a 130-pound person. And clearly, most people are not consuming that much. But Dr. Branca says what they're suggesting is a bit of moderation, given the potential risks.
But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has a different take?
Yes, the FDA came out quite strongly. An agency official says they disagree with the decision to classify aspartame as a possible carcinogen, saying the artificial sweetener has been well studied and is safe. The agency said its own scientists reviewed the same studies the WHO reviewed and determined that these studies have, quote, significant shortcomings with inconsistent findings. And so they're saying quite strongly they do not have safety concerns about aspartame when used as a sweetener in food and drinks. They point out some consumers may rely on products with aspartame to help reduce their sugar consumption.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.